From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the United Nations Security Council. The council voted 15-0 for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That's a third of what the company produces in exports. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on the new sanctions, which were voted for by Russia and China.
We must work together to fully implement the sanctions we impose today and those imposed in past resolutions. The step we take together today is an important one. But we should not fool ourselves into thinking we have solved the problem. Not even close.
The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests show that North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from the 10 ASEAN countries is expected to soothe the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nigeria said 11 people were killed and 18 others critically wounded in an attack on a church in the southeastern part of the country. Initially, witnesses said the attack was carried out by at least two gunmen, but Garba Umar, the police commissioner of Anambra State, said one gunman attacked the St. Philip Catholic Church early Sunday. Anambra State Governor Willie Obiano said the attack stemmed from a feud between members of the local community. He says, "We are not going to relent until we bring those that perpetrated this heinous crime to book." No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but police say they do not believe Boko Haram militants were behind it. Israel plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network from the Jewish state. The communications minister, Ayub Kara, said that he wants to revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera reporters, which would prevent them from working in the country. Ironically, he made the announcement at a news conference Sunday at which Al Jazeera reporters were barred from attending. But Al Jazeera still reported on the news conference anyway. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to shut Al Jazeera's offices in Jerusalem last week. He accused the news network of inciting violence in the city, most notably protests of increased security at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a story that Al Jazeera covered. Venezuelan military leaders say they quickly put down an attack on a base in central Venezuela Sunday, which President Nicolas Maduro called an act of terrorism by rebellious former soldiers. Two of the attackers were killed, and Maduro appeared on state-run television later to announce that two of the attackers were killed during the operation, and eight rebels were arrested. The American Vice President Mike Pence is pushing back on suggestions that he is already plotting a run for the presidency in 2020 if President Trump doesn't seek a second term. Pence said he found a report in the New York Times on Sunday disgraceful and offensive. The report said he's forming a shadow campaign and that aides have intimated to Republican donors that Pence would seek the presidency if Trump does not run for re-election. You can find more on these late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.